Now, it's 8 minutes past seven. Despite the continuing pressures on the health services across Merseyside and Cheshire, our local hospitals are often at the forefront when it comes to pioneering new techniques. The Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital is most definitely leading the way today with the first heart surgery using robots. Mike Shackloth is a thoracic surgeon at the hospital and has completed the first cases of robotic lung surgery here. He joins me on the line now. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're a real person, you're not a robot. We have to establish that straight away.
Real person.
Exciting times for the Heart and Chest Hospital. Pioneering work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very exciting. We had delivery of the robot just before Christmas, did the first lung cases just before Christmas, and then last week we started the heart surgery robotic programme. Very exciting. We're the first unit in the country to establish both a heart and lung surgery program.
When we think of robots, as ordinary members of the public, I've got, you know, C-3PO in my mind here from Star Wars in a big packing case when you say he's been delivered. I'm sure it's not like that.
It's not that far off. It's delivered on the back of a truck. The robot consists of three parts. There's a console which the surgeon sits at in the corner of the operating theatre.
Right.
A screen for the rest of the operating theatre to see what's going on. And then the robot itself has four arms that attach to the patient with the operating instruments on that the surgeon will control. So the robot's not, it's sort of robot-assisted surgery,
right,
rather than the robot actually doing the operation.
Well, that was going to be my next question. It's not a case of, right, we'll set the robot up to do the job and we'll just go on our break. I mean, it's assisted, isn't it? You know, you are in control of this.
The surgeon's in control. We have a surgeon at the table, operating table, who'll put the instruments in and out of the patient, and then another surgeon who sits at the console in the corner of the operating room, who's doing the operation. Using the robot, it allows very precise movements. It's got 3D vision, so it's like having your hands inside the patient without making a big cut
right.
to do it.
Okay, so there's not a big cut. And, of course, the infection situation as well. If you know, said robot is completely sterile, that helps as well. But you can make small, really accurate incisions rather than
traditionally in the past heart surgeries done through a cut down the middle of the chest, dividing the breastbone in half, with the patient staying in hospital 5 to 7 days.
And what's the difference now? How much difference has the robot made, Mike?
After a mitral valve replacement this week, the patient went home after 48 hours.
Right.
Which is very important with stresses on hospital beds these days. It frees up the hospital beds for other patients and allowing us to get more patients through.
It can't be cheap, this. You've set up a special charity to try and fund the programme as well, is that right?
Yes, we had a 100,000 tenors programme which the people of Merseyside kindly donated to, which provided a substantial chunk of money towards purchasing the robot.
And how many operations have been carried out so far? Presumably they've all been successful.
They've all been very successful so far. We've done just under 20 lung operations and 5 heart operations so far. So we're in the early stages, but so far the results are very encouraging.
And pioneering work, this, I'm sure. Other cities and countries around the world looking at what you do.
Yes, as I say, we're the first centre in the country to get the heart surgery started. There's a few other centres in the country that are just starting their lung programmes as
right.
well. But we want the hospital's aim is to be one of the best and provide the best quality and highest standard care for the poor people in Merseyside. If you go to a top unit in the States, you'll be offered robotic surgery, and that's what we want to offer the people of Merseyside.
So is it you, Mike, who operates the robot? You work with the robot. Do you do this? And how different does it feel? Because you've been performing operations for many years.
Yes.
And
It's a little bit different because you haven't got the haptic feedback. You can't feel when you're touching the tissues and the force. So the force that you're pulling on the tissue. So
right.
a lot more. You've lost that sense of touch with it. So it does take a little bit of getting used to, but it's not that different.
Has the robot got a name?
No.
Okay. Any plans for a name for the robot for the future?
There's various names come up that have been suggested, but we've not decided on one yet.
Okay, such as? What are the suggestions so far?
I'm not sure. There's been all sorts.
You don't want to tell me, do you? You don't want to tell me. What about, just finally, if... Should people be nervous about this? You know, because there is that human touch, isn't it? The human element as well, which is very difficult to kind of replicate. So should people be nervous about robotic surgery?
I don't think they should, because it's robot-assisted surgery. It's not the robot doing the surgery.
Yeah.
It's the robot helping the surgeon to perform the surgery. It allows the surgeon to do much more finer movements and more delicate surgery.
Correct.
So I think they should be excited and reassured by it, that they're getting the best quality care.
Excellent. Okay, I've just thought of another very, very quick question.
Okay.
Can you perform an operation sitting in your room here in Liverpool, but the robot can be in Los Angeles? Can you do it over the internet? Can you do it down the line?
Not quite yet. In theory, it would be possible, and the technology, when it was being designed, it was initially designed in the States for the idea that someone could have an operation in space with someone performing it.
Wow.
But you need it to be connected to the cables, and we're not quite yet there yet with the technology.
Mike, great to talk to you. Thank you very much. Fascinating stuff. No. Incredible work that you do. Can I throw another name into the suggestion box for the robot? Would that be okay? We could name it after you. Could be Metal Mickey.
That's it.
Okay, we're getting there.
Okay.
Great to
All
talk
right.
to you. Thank
Thanks
you, Mike. There's Mike Shackloth there, who's a thoracic surgeon, talking to us on the programme. I've got to ask Steve, you know, when Mike first came on, it sounds like he'd just come in from running a marathon. Was he in bed and he ran down the stairs?
No, because I think he was like that when I rung him, so I think he had just come in from running a marathon.
Okay, I think he'd just come in from running, yeah, well done. Thank you. Here we go. The early Shirley's.